Diablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Back at it here in my radio hut, coming to you live from Dakota Avenue. Sunny and 70 degrees, as I told you, it was going to be a busy Thursday. Lots of people to talk to, and I got to kick this off right. Yep. Michael.
Yes, William.
Michael.
Well, I don't like this.
I hate this.
Right, we'll go with Bill.
Get closer to that microphone, buddy. I got to hear you. There we go.
How's that?
That's perfect. Mike Rosley, and we're talking Wapton Fine Arts Festival. We're talking a lot of things going on.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
At the Red Door. And, now after that rousing introduction, I'll just let you, what's going on? You got papers out all over the console here. Everything going on.
So we've had our rural art exhibition on since July 29th, and tonight is the reception for the artists.
Okay.
We also will, award the juried winners, and it's a good time to buy any of the art because it's 15% off on reception evenings. And then tomorrow we kick off our Wapton Fine Arts Festival with a demonstration by Ellen Dietrich at the gallery from 2 to 4:40, okay. And a movie afterwards called River, narrated by Willem Dafoe.
Nice.
And then Saturday morning.
You're not messing around.
No.
Willem Dafoe, man.
Yeah. He's crazy.
He's been one of my heroes.
And then the Fine Arts Actual Festival starts on Saturday, and we have flower classes, acrylic painting pour classes for $10. Pre-registered. We also have musicians. We got Ed Moore from 11 to 12 and Cameron, formerly of the Daily News, from noon to 1.
Okay.
And then we also have some food. We got the hot dog from the Black Pelican, hot dog vendor, and we also have ice cream truck.
Fantastic. And this is all going on downtown here at Heritage Square or Town Center Square.
Right where the two new sculptures were put up.
I love those.
Yeah, they're awesome.
Those really look nice.
We're going to get some lights on them hopefully for the winter.
And a lot going on at the Red Door, too. I mean,
yes.
This is kind of a celebration of the Red Door Art Gallery.
It's our first year trying to have a signature event to bring, some exposure to the Red Door. We're really blessed to have a bunch of great artists, really good support from artists.
Mm-hmm.
I've been with them 4 years and,
good experience.
Good experience. Yeah. A lot of work.
A lot of work. And I can see it. Like I said, you come in here, started laying out all this, and it's like, well, I got this to do today, this to do today, this to do today.
It's nonstop.
Right. And again, this is sort of your, first time out with this too, and you're hoping to grow this.
Oh, absolutely,
absolutely. As it goes along,
it's kind of like I'd say our first Chalk Fest.
Okay,
because I do remember back when Chalk Fest started.
Yeah,
Sean actually did drew on our front steps.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's grown.
Yeah,
since
absolutely.
So tell me about this juried exhibit too. Did you a lot of good stuff there?
Yeah, if I remember correctly, it's about almost 60 pieces.
Okay.
So tonight we'll at the reception we'll give out the prizes. A juried exhibit does mean that juror goes in and picks the winners.
Okay.
So I can't remember exactly how many winners, but I think it's usually first, second, third, and then like five honorable mentions.
And this is going on, and stuff will be on display till September 27th. Correct?
Exactly, it'll be on display. Tonight is the night. If you find something that you fall in love with, you can save yourself 15%.
What are the odds of that happening? That they'll have pretty good, I would say.
It bit me last year.
Yeah?
And it cost me a lot of money.
Well, that's what it's there for.
Yep, but I everybody has their favorite artist, and everybody has their favorite style, and I got bit.
Have you always been a fan of the arts? I mean, you're involved in a lot of stuff, and you've done a lot of stuff. Photography.
Yep.
And has this been kind of a passion of yours for a while?
Well, I've always looked at it as more as a business. The art side was fun growing up, in high school and whatnot. you know, our teachers did take us to the Minneapolis Museum of Art.
Love that
and
place.
That was awesome.
Ooh, I could get lost in there.
I could still remember every exhibit I went to see. And then, you know, in Chicago, where I spent half my life, you know, the Art Institute is where I would spend a lot of time.
Mm-hmm. So it is something inside of you. It is it is a passion of yours.
Yep. You know, when I can find time to do it.
When do you find time? It looks like your schedule is pretty full.
Thank God for Google Calendar.
Right? That's what I use every single day. It's the only thing that kind of keeps me together.
Yep. If it's not on the calendar, then it's not on my mind.
Right. So the reception's tonight.
Tonight from 5 to 7.
And then, of course, everything gets going on Saturday. Yep. And again, at Heritage
with
Square.
With a little prequel on Friday with Dietrich doing art demonstration in the gallery. And then right when she's done at 5 o'clock or 5:30, we're playing that movie.
Okay.
And we're trying to get more movies. This will be our second movie that we've had at the gallery. So
love hearing that, man. What a great 3 days.
It's going to be a whirlwind. Yeah. And then don't forget Sunday.
Yeah.
That's the block party.
That's the block party going on. So full weekend here.
We kind of put this Fine Arts Festival, we wanted to do it the weekend before Labor Day,
mm-hmm.
and which coincides always with move-in day.
Right.
So it's a lot of people in town, which it's something to offer to them.
Absolutely.
But it's also that odd weekend where people are either clearing out the lake or going to the lake for the last time or, you know, but at least we didn't do it on Labor Day weekend.
Right. No, I think you pay, and weather's going to be beautiful for you this weekend.
I like regularity and, you know, making sure that I can remember when things happen. So, for example, every year we do two puzzle contests at the gallery. And I'm like, well, when do we do it? Well, we got to do it on a Sunday.
Right.
And why don't we do it on daylight savings time? So every year on spring forward, fall back, we get about 8 to 10 teams. It's like $100, $80 to do it. And then we give out prizes. And people keep coming back.
That's fun.
Not because of the money.
Wow.
They come back because they actually enjoy
it's a good time.
I tried to do it once, but I got disqualified right away because I guess I'm not allowed to talk to the other teams.
Good one, Mike. Way to go.
Yeah, so the first year I got disqualified within 5 minutes because I couldn't keep my mouth shut.
You know, I got the same problem, so we're of like mind there.
Yeah.
Again, going to be a great 3 days kicking off.
I believe so,
kicking off tonight.
Yeah.
Mike, thanks so much for coming in. Appreciate it. Always an open door for the Red Door. So
cool.
Stop on in. We'll talk more in the future. You got a lot going on down there.
Yep. We'll make it a monthly thing.
All right. Thank you, my friends. 9:17 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Missed any of this conversation, it will be available on our podcast early this afternoon at KBMWnews.com.
Daddy didn't know what to do. The banker came by the house one day, said he's gonna take the farm away.